Please turn to Gospel according to John chapter 15. John
15, verse 15. 我从父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。No
longer do I call you slaves, for the slaves do not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you.
这里面主说，我乃称你们为朋友。Here
the Lord says, I called you friends.
在新约圣经里面，主耶稣不常用朋友这个字。
In the New Testament, it is seldom the Lord uses the word friends.
当主耶稣呼召门徒的时候，他是叫他们的名字。When
the Lord called his disciples, he called them by name.
当他呼召彼得的时候，他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你来跟从我吧。”When
he called Peter, he said, "Simon, son of Jonah, come and follow me."
在门徒们跟从主的路上。 主一直是以名字来呼叫他们。All
along the way, he called them by their name.
当彼得在那里回答主耶稣的问题，说你是基督，是永生神的儿子的时候，神说约翰巴约拿。As Peter
answered the Lord's question, saying that thou art the Christ, Son of the Living God, and the Lord says you are Simon Barjona.
西门巴约拿的意思就是。
Simon Barjona simply means Simon the son of Jonas.
但是一直到约翰福音十五章的时候，主耶稣开始称他们做朋友。But until
John 15, the Lord began to call them friends.
朋友在圣经里面的意思跟我们今天的意思不一样。The
word friend does not mean the same as we know it today.
今天如果一个人，我们知道他的名字，我们可以说他是我的朋友。If
we know a certain man by name, we can say he's my friend.
但是在圣经里面，朋友不是一个随便用的一个字。But
the word friend in the scripture is not lightly used.
在这里，主说：“我称你们为朋友，因为我已经把父所告诉我的事都告诉你们了。”Here
the Lord says, I call you friends because I have disclosed everything that I heard from my Father.
这些门徒，他们已经知道主心里面所要成就的一切的事。And
these disciples have heard all that the Lord wants to accomplish.
他们知道主要死的事，他们也知道主要复活的事，升天的事，圣灵要降临的事，和要住在基督里面的事。They
have known all the things concerning the Lord's death, resurrection, ascension, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
在这个时候，主才称他们。 做朋友.
At this very juncture, the Lord then called them friends.
在旧约里面也是一样.
Likewise in the Old Testament.
我们读雅各书，新约的雅各书.
Let's turn to the book of James.
第二章第23节.
James 2:23.
雅各书23节，这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神。 这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。Scripture
was fulfilled, which says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness, and he was called friend of God."
神没有称所有信神的人做朋友。God
didn't call every believer his friend.
神却称亚伯拉罕作为他的朋友。God
did call Abraham his friend.
是不是亚伯拉罕一开始认识神的时候？ 神就称他为朋友呢?
Did God call Abraham friend in the beginning when he believed?
神什么时候算亚伯拉罕成为他的朋友?
Or when did God call Abraham his friend?
我们读创世纪18章,
Genesis 18.
创世纪18章第17节,
Genesis 18, verse 17.
耶和华说,我所要做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢?
The Lord says, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
创世纪18章是一个很特别的一节圣经。
Genesis 18 is a very unique passage.
因为在这章圣经里面, 亚伯拉罕 直接的与神有了交通。
Because in this chapter we saw Abraham having a face-to-face fellowship.
你在这章里面，神说，我岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Therefore God says, shall I hide from Abraham?
在这个时候，亚伯拉罕就成为神的朋友。
At this moment, Abraham became God's friend.
今天早上将与弟兄姊妹一同来思想什么是朋友。
I can meditate with you this morning concerning what is God's friend.
不是按照我们里面的定义，乃是按照圣经里面的定义。
It's not according to our concept, but according to the scripture's definition.
同一个，我们来读箴言十七章第十七节。
Proverbs 17:17。
箴言第十七章第十七节。
Proverbs 17:17。
朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。
A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
我再念一次，朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。
A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
按照圣经的定义，朋友就是一个永远彼此相爱的人。
According to the definition in the scripture, a friend is one who loves forever.
如果有一个人他永远是爱你，这个人就是你的朋友。
If a person who loves you at all times, he is your friend.
有一个人他有的时候爱你，有的时候不爱你，这不是你的朋友。
If a person loves you sometimes, but other times doesn't love you, he's not a friend.
在圣经里面，一个人一次成为朋友，就永远是你的朋友。
In the scripture, if a person becomes a friend, he is a friend for life.
好像我们刚才读到，主耶稣在约翰福音十五章的时候，称门徒为朋友。
Just as in John 15, the Lord called his disciples friends.
从那个时候，主就成为他们的朋友。
From that moment on, the Lord became their friends.
不管他们对主是怎么样。
Regardless how they treated him.
他们仍然是主的朋友。
They are still his friends.
我们知道，在约翰十五章以后，彼得就不认主了。
We know after chapter 15 of John, Peter denied the Lord.
当彼得不认主的时候，主是不是他的朋友？
When Peter denied the Lord, was the Lord still his friend?
我们的主仍然是他的朋友。
Our Lord was still his friend.
当他第二次否认主的时候，
But when he denied the Lord the second time,
主还是他的朋友。
The Lord still was his friend.
当他第三次来否认主的时候，
Even the third time he denied him,
主转过来用眼睛来看彼得。
The Lord turned around and looked at him.
主乃是以朋友的那个眼光来看彼得。
The Lord looked at him in the sight of a friend.
从前，主耶稣和门徒的关系是一个老师和学生的关系。
Formerly, the relationship that existed was a one of master and disciples.
所以门徒叫主耶稣叫拉比。
That's why they called him rabbi.
主耶稣就叫他们的名字。
And the Lord called them by name.
但有一天，他们对主的认识增加了以后，
One day after the knowledge of the Lord was increased in them,
神把主耶稣把他的心意启示给他们以后，
The Lord revealed his heart's desire to them.
他就叫他们做朋友。
From then on, he called them friends.
他就从那个先生的地位，他就降下来。
And he condescended his own position from a master.
他们以朋友来相称。
And called them friends.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们人和人的关系也是这样。
Much of the time, our relationship is the same.
当我们孩子还年幼的时候，他是子女，我们是父母。
When our children are young, they are children, we're parents.
所以我们和儿子的关系、女儿的关系是一个父母和儿女的关系。
So the relationship that existed is one of parents and children.
但是当他们慢慢长大成人以后
，But as they gradually grow older and mature.
他们的智慧，他们的身量都增长以后，
They are increased in their wisdom and stature.
有一天，做父母的要从父母的地位要下来。
One of these days, the parents will lower themselves from being parents.
有一天，我们要称我们的子女做朋友。
One day, we will call our children's friends.
很多做父母的不能够做这样的一个改变。
Many parents cannot make such a transition.
永远站在一个父母的地位上。
Wherever they take the position of parents.
这就破坏了父母和子女的关系。
And this destroys the relationship of parents and children.
我们夫妻也是一样。
Husband and wife is the same.
我们还没有做夫妻以前，我们是先做朋友。
Before were spouses, were friends.
但很多人结了婚以后呢，就做夫妻不做朋友。
But many people after they are married, they become husband and wife, but no longer friends.
我们做妻子的，看丈夫，我们从妻子的那个立场。
And the wives look at the husband from the vantage point of being wives.
我们就一点要求。
And we have a little demands.
我们做丈夫的，看妻子，我们从丈夫的立场。
And the husbands look at the wife from the position of being husband.
因此我们有做丈夫的一个要求。
And therefore we have the husband's demand.
但是主让我们看见，不管我们是夫妻也好。
The Lord showed us no longer, regardless whether we are husband or wives,
我们仍然应该是朋友。
We still should be friends.
朋友就是永远相爱。
Friends are those who love at all times.
我要问我们当中做妻子。
I want to ask you, wives.
你的丈夫是不是你的朋友？
Are your husbands your friends?
你的丈夫现在还是不是你的朋友？
Are your husband still your friends now?
我知道从前他是你的朋友。
I know formerly they were your friends.
在还没有结婚的以前，他是你的朋友。
Before you were married, they were your friends.
在今天还是不是你的朋友？
But today, are they still your friends?
如果你的先生回家不洗碗也不做家事，他还是不是你的朋友？
If your husband returns home and doesn't wash dishes, doesn't take care of the household items, is he still your friend?
如果你的先生洗碗做家事你爱他，不洗碗不做家事你就不爱他，那他就不是你的朋友。
If you love him because he washes dishes and takes care of household chores, and you love him. If he doesn't do it, then you don't love him.
如果你的丈夫忘记你的生日，他还是不是你的朋友？
If your husband forgets your birthday, is he still your friend?
如果你的丈夫忘记了你们结婚周年的纪念日，他还是不是你的朋友？
If your husband forgets your anniversary date, is he still your friend?
朋友就是永远。
A friend loves at all times.
这叫做朋友。
This is a friend.
这是圣经里面的朋友。
This is the friend in the scriptures.
我盼望我们做丈夫的是妻子的朋友。
I hope the husbands are friends of your wives.
问我们当中做丈夫的弟兄。
Now I ask you, brothers who are husbands.
你的太太是不是你的朋友？
Are your wives your friends?
如果你的太太决定不做饭给你吃了，她还是不是你的朋友？
Suppose your wife decide not to cook for you. Are they still your friends?
如果你的妻子决定不替你洗衣服了，你还是不是你的朋友？
If your wife decides not to wash clothes for you, are they still your friends?
如果你的太太在家里面常常挑你的毛病，她还是不是你的朋友？
If your wife all the time pick on your weaknesses, are they still your friends?
朋友乃是时常亲爱。
A friend loves at all times.
我们做丈夫，我们做妻子，我们有要求。
But we husband and wives have our demands.
但是朋友没有要求。
A friend does not demand anything.
朋友永远是亲爱的。
A friend loves at all times.
当主耶稣在那个园子里面，犹大就带了一些兵丁要来捉拿他。
As the Lord was in the garden, Judas came with soldiers to capture him.
犹大过来就在主的与主亲嘴，那是一个记号。
And Judas came and kissed the Lord as a sign.
当主耶稣说话的时候，他说朋友。
But the Lord answered, friend.
一个人要卖他了。
A man is about to betray him.
但是耶稣仍然是他的朋友。
Jesus is still his friend.
这就是朋友。
This is a friend.
朋友是不会改变的。
A friend will not change.
朋友是永远爱你的。
A friend loves at all times.
就算是犹大要出卖主耶稣的时候。
Even when Judas was about to betray the Lord Jesus.
主说我是你的朋友。
The Lord still says, I am your friend.
我仍然爱你。
I still love you.
这是我们一个最好的朋友。
This is our best friend.
人在地上没有能够找到一个更好的朋友像我们的主耶稣一样。
No one can find a better friend as our Jesus on earth.
我们再从旧约里面来看一个例子，撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to another scripture in the Old Testament, 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下15章。
2 Samuel 15.
19到21节。
Verses 19 to 21.
撒母耳记下第15章19节到21节。
2 Samuel chapter 15 verses 19 to 21.
这段圣经是记载当大卫儿子亚沙龙起来要追赶他的时候，他就准备要逃难。
This is a record of David's escape from his son's uprising, the uprising of Absalom.
那个时候有一些人要跟随他。
At that moment, a few wanted to follow him.
其中有一个人叫做加特人以太。
One of them is called Ittai the Gittite.
王对加特人以太说，你是外邦逃来的人，为什么与我们同去呢？你可以回去与新王同住，或者回你本地去吧。你来的日子不多，我今日正好叫你与我们一同漂流，没有一定的住处呢。你不如带你的弟兄回去吧，愿耶和华用慈爱诚实待你。以太对王说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，又敢在王面前起誓，无论生死，王在哪里，仆人也必在哪里。
Then the king said to Ittai the Gittite, Why will you also go with us? Return and remain with the king, for you are a foreigner and also an exile. Return to your own place. You came only yesterday, and shall I today make you wander with us, while I go on where I will? Return and take back your brothers, mercy and truth be with you. But Ittai answered the king and said, As the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, surely, wherever my lord the king may be, whether for death or for life, there also your servant will be.
在旧约里面很少人像大卫有这么多朋友。
We can hardly find a person like David who has so many friends.
这里面大卫有一个朋友叫以太。
Here we see a friend of David called Ittai.
这个人是外邦的人。
He is a foreigner.
他不是犹太人。
He's not an Israelite.
因此他来投奔大卫的时候，大卫是做王的。
So when he came to David, David was a king.
但是他来投奔大卫没有多久呢，大卫就要逃难。
Shortly afterwards, David wanted to escape.
大卫就跟他讲，他说你是外邦逃来的人啊。
And David said, "You are a exile, an exile."
你不需要跟我去逃难。
You don't need to go with me.
你可以回去跟亚沙龙在一起，或者呢，你可以回到你本家去。
You can return and remain with King Absalom, or even go back to your own place.
你跟我在一起的日子不久，我怎么能够让你与我们一同去漂流呢？
You only came yesterday, and shall I today make you wander with us?
我们没有一定的住处。
We don't have a place of stay.
大卫的心是何等的宽大。
David had a large heart.
他不愿意让这个人跟随他去旷野漂流。
He was not willing to bring this man to wander in the desert.
因为这个人跟他才不久。
Because this man only came to him a short while ago.
他想鼓励他，要不然留在以色列。
So he wanted to encourage him to stay in Israel.
要不然就回他的本家去。
Or return to his own place.
但是这以太说什么？
What did Ittai say?
他说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓。
As the Lord lives.
也在王的面前起誓。
And as my Lord the King lives.
无论生死，主在王在哪里，仆人也必在哪里。
Surely wherever my Lord the King may be, whether for death or for life, there also your servant will be.
这是朋友。
This is a friend.
这是圣经里面所说的朋友。
This is a friend in the scriptures.
虽然他认识大卫不久。
Even though he knew David but a short time ago.
但是他和大卫已经成了朋友。
But he had already become a friend with David.
继承朋友就不再分离。
Once you are a friend, you will not depart from him.
当我们结婚的时候。
When we got married.
我们在神的面前，在神的面前立那个约。
Before the Lord, we had an oath.
那个约就是无论生死，你在哪里，我也在哪里。
And that oath says, whether for life or for death, wherever you are, I will be also.
所以结婚的约是一个朋友的约。
So the oath of marriage is an oath of a friend.
那是在圣经里面那个朋友的约。
That is the oath of a friend in the scripture.
当我们结婚的时候，我们乃是说我要一生做你的朋友。
When we got married, we said that we would for the rest of our life be your friends.
无论你是王也好，
whether you are king,
或是你是逃犯也好，
or you are an escapee,
我都要与你在一起。
I will be with you.
这是朋友。
This is a friend.
大卫还有另外一个朋友。
David has another friend.
这个朋友叫米非波设。
And this friend is called Mephibosheth.
那这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
这个人是约拿丹的儿子。
He is the son of Jonathan.
我们都知道约拿丹是大卫最好的一个朋友。
And we all know Jonathan was David's best friend.
圣经告诉我们，约拿丹爱大卫胜过爱自己的性命。
The scripture tells us Jonathan loves David more than his own life.
约拿丹就死在战场上。
And Jonathan died in the battlefield.
大卫就来寻找约拿丹的后代。
And David came looking for Jonathan's descendants.
后来他找到了米非波设。
And finally he found Mephibosheth.
米非波设是一个瘸腿的人。
Mephibosheth was lame from his birth.
不但是瘸腿的，圣经说他的两脚都是瘸的。
And the scripture says his both feet were lame.
好，这个人实在是一个很可怜的人。
It is a person to be pitied.
但是大卫就把这个米非波设带到他的王宫里面。
But David brought Mephibosheth to his palace.
与他一同坐席。
And sat him down at his table.
把他附加的那个产业都给了他。
And allotted to him all the property of his father's house.
以非波设就对大卫说，他说我像一个死狗一样。
And Mephibosheth said to him, I am in your eye as a dead dog.
你怎么能够如此的厚待我呢？
How can you treat me so well?
这叫做朋友。
This is a friend.
朋友不在乎你像死狗或不像死狗。
A friend doesn't care whether you are like a dead dog or not.
朋友就能够永远爱。
A friend loves you for good.
朋友也不在乎你的瘸是瘸的还是好的。
A friend doesn't care whether you are lame or not.
米非波设两个脚都是瘸的。
Mephibosheth was lame in both feet.
但是大卫是他的。
But David was his friend.
弟兄姊妹，这个是圣经上所说的朋友。
Friends, this is the kind of friend in the scripture.
你有没有这样的一个朋友？
Do you have such a friend?
你有没有这样的一个朋友？
Do you have such a friend?
感谢神，基督就是我们的朋友。
Praise the Lord, Christ is our friend.
今天如果我们在座的，如果有的人还没有认识主。
Today, if you still do not know the Lord here.
你还没有接受主耶稣。
If you haven't received the Lord Jesus.
你还没有得到这个朋友。
If you haven't gained this friend.
我要劝你来接受他。
I will implore you to receive him.
因为世界上你再也不能够找到更好的这样一个朋友。
Because you will not find a better friend in this world.
世界上的朋友都会改变。
All the worldly friends will change.
世界上的朋友都受限制。
All the worldly friends are limited.
有的朋友爱你，但是他没有办法帮助你。
Some may love you, but they cannot help you.
只有一个朋友。
There's only one friend.
就是我们的主耶稣。
That is our Lord Jesus.
他能够永远的爱你。
He can love you forever.
不管你的光景是怎么样，
Regardless your conditions,
可能你是瘸腿，
Maybe you're lame,
可能你是逃犯，
Maybe you're an escape fee,
可能你是做王的，
Maybe you're a king,
他永远爱你，
But he loves you for good.
他一旦成为你的朋友，他永远就是你的朋友。
Once he becomes your friend, he's a friend for life.
这是朋友的头一个解释。
This is the first definition of a friend.
朋友就是永远相爱。
A friend loves for good.
我们再看第二点。
Second point.
我们看雅歌书
Song of Solomon
第五章第十六节
Chapter 5 verse 16
雅歌书第五章第十六节
Song of Songs chapter 5 verse 16
他的口极其甘甜他全然可爱耶路撒冷的众女子啊这是我的良人这是我的朋友
His mouth is full of sweetness and is wholly desirable.This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.
整本雅歌书讲什么？
What does the whole of book of Song of Solomon talks about?
整本雅歌书讲一件事，就是一个人和他的朋友的交通。
The whole book of the Song of Songs talks about one thing, that is a friend with his friend.
这不是指的世上的朋友。
This is not a worldly friend.
这个乃是我们的主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这是一个人与主耶稣做了朋友以后他们的交通的一个谈话。
This is a fellowship between a friend when he becomes a friend of the Lord Jesus.
所以什么叫做朋友呢？ So, 朋友就是有交通的。
So what is a friend? A friend is there is a mutual fellowship.
我想有一件事我想我们都会注意得到。
We have taken notice of one thing.
当这个孩子慢慢长大以后呢他就开始交朋友。
When the child grew, he began to make friends.
你什么时候知道你的孩子开始交朋友？
When do you notice your child start to make friends?
就是开始有他的电话。
When you notice he has his phone calls.
以前的时候从来没有电话找这孩子的。
Formerly, nobody ever called him.
到了这个六七岁的时候啊，七八岁的时候呢，开始有电话，不是找我，是找孩子的。
But when he comes to the age of 6 or 7, there are phone calls in my house, not looking for me, but for the child.
所以你知道这个孩子有朋友。
So you know he has friends.
有没有可能一个孩子说，我好多朋友啊，从来没有人打电话给他？
Is it possible for the child to say, I have so many friends, but nobody ever called him?
有没有一个人说，我有好多好多的朋友啊，但从来没有一个人打电话给我？
A man says, I have so many friends, but nobody ever calls.
不会的。
No.
你有朋友，就有交通。
If you have friends, you have fellowship.
你没有交通，就是没有朋友。
If you lack fellowship, you don't have friends.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有朋友？
Brothers and sisters, do you have friends?
你有没有交通？
Do you have fellowship?
神是不是你的朋友？
Is God your friend?
你和神有没有交通？
Do you have fellowship with God?
如果你和神没有交通，神就不是你的朋友。
If there's no fellowship with God, God is not your friend.
圣经上有一个很好的例子，讲到人和神交通。
There's a good example of men's fellowship with God in the scripture.
我想弟兄姊妹一起来看创世纪第十八章。
Turn to Genesis 18.
这章圣经我非常的喜欢。
I like this chapter.
我们最近读经聚会的时候也读到是非常非常美的一段圣经。
We came across this chapter recently in a Bible study. It is a beautiful chapter.
这段圣经特别讲到人和神怎么样交通。
Especially mentioned the fellowship between man and God.
我们读第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节说，我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，容我拿点水来。你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息。我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。
And said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, please do not pass your servant by. Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will bring a piece of bread that you may refresh yourselves. After that, you may go on.
这段话是亚伯拉罕讲的。
Abraham said this.
然后亚伯拉罕讲完以后呢，就他们就说了，他说这个神就说了，就照你所说的去吧。
After Abraham said, and God replied, So do as you have said.
你看这里先是亚伯拉罕说，然后神说。
Here you see Abraham said something, and then God said something.
然后亚伯拉罕呢，对撒拉就说话了。
And Abraham said to Sarah.
他说你速速拿三亚细亚细面调和作饼。
Says quickly prepare 3 measures of fine flour, knead it and make bread cakes.
然后他把这些东西预备好了以后，第九节。
And after he prepared all, then in verse 9.
这里神就说了，说你的妻子撒拉在哪里？
And here God says, Where is Sarah your wife?
然后呢，亚伯拉罕又说了，他说在帐篷里。
And Abraham replied, Behold, in the tent.
然后第四节、第十节，然后三位中有一位说，神又说话了。
And in verse 10, one of the three, that is God said again.
然后到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。
I will surely return to you at this time next year, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son.
好，神说话说完了，撒拉就说话了。十二节，他说：“我已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？”
After God said, Sarah replied in verse 12, After I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also?
然后十三节，神又说话了，神说：“撒拉为什么笑？”
And God said again in verse 13, why did Sarah laugh?
然后十五节，撒拉就说话了，他说我没有笑。
And Sarah denied in verse 15.
然后神又说了，他说不然你实在笑。
God did say no, but you did laugh.
弟兄姊妹，这就是交通。
For instance, this is fellowship.
什么是交通？就是神说话，人也说话。
What is fellowship? That is God speaks and man speaks.
亚伯拉罕说了一堆，然后神又说话。
Abraham said a bunch and then God replied.
然后亚伯拉罕对撒拉说话。
And then Abraham said to Sarah.
然后神又说话。
God spoke again.
然后撒拉又说话。
And Sarah spoke.
那神说你有笑。
God says you did laugh.
撒拉说我没有笑。
Sarah denied.
神说你实在笑了。
And God said yes indeed.
这叫做交通。
This is fellowship.
有什么交通不是一个人发表独白。
For instance, fellowship is not one person giving every answer.
我们常常认为与神交通就是到神面前去做一个报告。
oftentimes we consider fellowship as going to the Lord and give a report.
你想如果有一天你回到家里面,
consider if you return home one day,
你的孩子什么话都不跟你讲,
and your children said nothing to you.
好, 等到睡觉的时候,
and at bedtime,
他就告诉你今天做了什么, 做了什么, 做了什么, 就这样, 从头到尾讲。
And he gives you a list of all that he has done today.
然后他就去睡觉。
And he goes to sleep.
这是不是交通?
Is this a fellowship?
你盼不盼望你和你的孩子的交通是这种的交通?
Do you hope to have this kind of fellowship with your child?
我每天下班回来以后,
after I return home every day,
我把我的车子开到我的车库里面,
I park my car in the garage.
我的孩子就已经在窗口那里, 我在窗口可以看到我的孩子。
And I can see my children in the windows.
头呢就贴在那个窗户上面,
they put their head on the window.
然后呢我进来我打开门以后,
after I open the door,
我那个最小的孩子他常常会说他说爸爸我爱你。
My youngest son will tell me, Dad, I love you.
这是交通吗?
This is fellowship.
那我说我爱你。
And I said, I love you too.
我把他抱起来。
And I, hold him.
这叫做交通。
This is fellowship.
我这孩子晚上很容易醒。
My child is easily awoke at night.
特别是有狗叫的时候。
Especially when the dogs are woofing.
狗一叫呢，他就起来。
He's awakened by the dog.
这个晚上起来呢，哈，他就一定要我抱他。
And when he's awoken, he wants me to embrace him.
不要抱很久，就要抱一下才对。
Not for a long time, but for at least for a while.
但是一定要抱一下。
But he has to have me hold him for a while.
所以晚上如果他被狗吵醒了，我就要抱一下。
So if he's awoken at night, I have to hold him.
这叫交通。
This is fellowship.
弟兄姊妹。当你的人生里面晚上狗叫了，你怎么办
？For instance, in your life, when you are woken at night, what do you do?
在你人生的路上，有一天你发现你碰到难处了，你怎么办
？In your lifelong journey, when you encounter difficulties, what do you do?
你到哪里去找你的
？Where do you go and find your friend?
你最好的朋友可能不在美国。
Maybe your best friend is not even in America.
谁能够帮助
？Who can help you?
你到哪里去找一个人抱抱你？
Where do you find such a person to hold you?
只有一个朋友。
There's only one friend.
如果我们与神有交通，
If we have fellowship with God,
当我们在人生里面碰到这样难处的时候，我们知道要到哪里去。
When we encounter difficulties in our lives, we know where to go.
因为我们有一个朋友。
Because we have a friend.
这个朋友能够帮助。
This friend can help us.
这个朋友能够鼓励。
This friend can encourage us.
这个朋友能够把我抱起来一下。
This friend can hold me.
好像我能够度过这个灾难。
So that I can go through this trial.
与神交通是一件非常重要的事。
It is very important to fellowship with God.
我们一个人属灵的生命是不是成长？
Whether our spiritual life matures.
完全根据我们是不是与神有交通。
It's all dependent upon whether we have fellowship with God.
我们如果与神没有交通，我们的属灵就没有成长。
If we have no fellowship with God, we would not have a spiritual maturity.
我们再读雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon again, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
什么叫做愿他用口与我亲嘴？
What does it mean? May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
这件事不是指你我得救的时候所说的。
This is not something describing our salvation experience.
因为当我们得救的时候，主乃是在我们的颈项上亲嘴。
Because when we're saved, the Lord fell upon our necks.
记得在路加福音那个浪子回家的时候。
You remember the prodigal son on his return trip in Luke.
他的父亲远远的看见他的儿子回来了。
His father saw him from afar.
他的父亲就跑过去，就抱着他的颈项。
The father ran over to him and fell on his neck.
在那原文圣经里面是说他就在他的颈项上来亲他。
The original language says he fell on his neck and kissed him.
所以我们得救的时候，主乃是在我们的颈项上与我们亲嘴。
So our salvation experience is one which the Lord fall upon our necks and kisses us.
但这里面不是讲的我们得救的事。
So here it is not a description of salvation.
这里面讲的是我们得救以后的事。
This is something that happens after our salvation.
是另外一个经历。
It is altogether another experience.
这是愿他用口与我亲嘴。
This is may he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
这里面讲到我们与神有一个个人的一个交通。
It talks about our individual unique experience with the Lord.
一个直接的关系。
A first-hand experience.
换句话说，朋友的关系。
In other words, experience of a friend.
信耶稣不是相信一个道理。
To believe in Jesus is not to believe into a doctrine.
信耶稣是交一个朋友。
Believe in Jesus is to have a friend.
我们信了耶稣以后就有一个朋友。
Once we believe in Jesus, we have a friend.
我们属灵的生命在乎我们是不是跟这个朋友有交通。
Our spiritual life is hinged upon whether we have fellowship with this friend.
如果你有一个朋友，你就应当与他有交通。
If you have a friend, then you should fellowship with him.
一个人绝对不会有一个朋友还有不跟他交通的。
It never happens when you have a friend and not fellowship with him.
但是很可惜，很多神的儿女信主很多年，但是不知道什么叫跟神交通。
But regrettably, many believers, after many years of believing, still don't know how to fellowship with God.
我们所失去的是何等的大。
So great is our loss.
我有两个邻居。
I have two neighbors.
每个人都有两个邻居，一个左一个右嘛。
Everyone should have two, one on the left, one on the right.
我有左边有一个邻居，我右边有一个邻居。
I have neighbors left and the right.
先讲我左边这个邻居。
Talk about the one to the left.
这个邻居好，住在一起四五年了。
We've been neighbors for 4 or 5 years.
他叫什么名字我都不太记得。
I don't even remember his name.
如果早上出去的时候，上班的时候，如果碰到的话，我们都会打招呼。
I would greet him on my way to work in the morning.
早安，你好，我好。
Good morning, how are you? I'm fine.
年年如此，月月如此。
Year after year, month after month.
过了这么多年，名字我都不记得。
After so long a time, I don't even know his name.
我认识他很久了。
I've known him for many years.
四五年了。
4 or 5 years to be sure.
他是不是我的朋友？
Is he my friend?
不是我的朋友。
He's not my friend.
因为我没有交通。
Because there's no fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣和你的关系是不是这样？
For instance, is this the relationship between you and the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣和你的关系是不是像我和我左边的邻居的这个关系一样？
Is the relationship between you and the Lord Jesus the same as me with my neighbor on the left?
我认识他。
I know him.
我跟他打招呼。
And I greet him.
仅仅如此。
But barely so.
我不认识他。
I scarcely know him.
我和他没有交通。
I have no fellowship with him.
我右边还有一个邻居。
I have another neighbor to the left, to the right.
这个邻居跟我有一点交通。
This neighbor has a little fellowship with me.
我记得他刚搬来的时候。
I remember when he first moved in.
有一天，我现在记不得什么事了。有一天呢，反正我就去他家敲门。
I forgot the instance, but I went to his door and knocked on his door.
那个时候他刚搬来不久。
That was shortly after he moved in.
那我就发现里面有人。
I discovered there were people inside.
那你看怎么躲躲闪闪？
But they were kind of hiding.
为什么不来开门呢？
Why didn't they come to the door?
我就知道有人，但是他不来开门。
I knew there were people inside, but they would not answer the door.
我知道他在客厅里面，他不出来。
I knew he was in the living room, but he wouldn't come forward.
我觉得他在里面好像躲躲闪闪。
I felt he was hiding himself inside.
后来搞了好久，他发现是我。
So after a long time, he discovered it was me.
他就出来了。
So he came out.
他打开门了。
And opened the door.
他说你把我吓死了。
And you scared me half to death.
他后面拿一把枪，他说你看我拿一把枪在后面。
He even brought his pistol and showed it to me.
那是我头一次敲他们家的门啊。
That was my first time knocking his door.
后来我们就比较认识了。
And we knew each other a little better later on.
如果他炒菜没有盐，他到我们家来拿盐。
And sometimes he would come and borrow salt from me.
他缺了酱油，就到我们家拿酱油。
If he lacks soy sauce, then he would borrow from me.
小朋友把电脑弄坏了，找我去修的。
And if his children broke the computer, he would come ask for help.
孩子到我们家坐沙发看电视，跟住他们自己家沙发一样。
And his children would come to my house and sat in the sofa the same way he sat in his own sofa.
弟兄姊妹，我问你，有一天我发生难处。
For instance, I will ask you, one day if I have difficulties,
我找谁？
Who do I look for?
我找我左边的邻居呢，还是我找右边？
Do I go to the neighbor to the left or to the right?
为什么有的时候当我们遇到难处的时候，我们觉得主好远？
Why is it sometimes we encounter difficulties, we feel the Lord is so far away?
因为我们与主没有交通。
Because we lack fellowship with the Lord.
我们不认识神。
We don't know God.
传道书里面有一句话，非常的好。
Ecclesiastes says one thing well.
我们一起来读第四章。
Turn to chapter four.
第七节和第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
我又转念在日光见日光之下有一件虚空的事。
Then I looked again at vanity under the sun.
有人孤单无儿，无子无兄，竟劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为主。他说，我劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底为谁呢？这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。
There was a certain man without a dependent, having neither a son nor a brother. Yet there was no end to his labor. Indeed, his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked, And for whom am I laboring and depriving myself of pleasure? This too is vanity, and it is a grievous task.
传道书说有一个极重的劳苦。
There is a heavy labor.
这个极重的劳苦是什么呢？
What is this labor?
这个极重的劳苦就是孤单。
And that labor is loneliness.
无子无兄。
Having neither dependent nor brother.
刻苦自己不享福乐，到底是为什么？
And there was no end to all his labor. For what?
虽然有的我们有子，我们也有兄。
Even though we have sons, we have brothers.
但是有的时候，在有的环境里面，就是我们的兄，就是我们的子，也不能帮助。
Sometimes, in certain circumstances, even our sons or our brothers cannot help us.
世人终难久靠。
You cannot depend on people.
有一天，我们发现唯一所能够帮助我们的只有主。
One of these days we'll discover the only person that can help us is the Lord himself.
如果你没有与主建立这样的关系的话，有一天你就有极重的劳苦。
Had you not established a relationship with the Lord, one day you will have labor without end.
那个劳苦是一个孤单的劳苦。
That labor is a labor of loneliness.
你甚至不知道你一生的劳苦是为谁。
And you don't even know all the labors are for what reason.
我们实在还需要这个朋友。
We truly need this friend.
这个交通是从哪里来的？
Where does the fellowship come from?
这个交通是从渴慕来的。
This fellowship comes from longing.
这个渴慕是从哪里来的？
And where does the longing come from?
这个渴慕是从启示来的。
The longing comes from revelation.
有一天神就给你一个启示。
One day the Lord gives you a revelation.
让你看见他的爱情比酒更美。
Showing you his love is better than wine.
什么是这个酒呢？
What is this wine?
这个酒代表这个世界所能够给你的最好的东西。
This wine represents the best that the world can afford.
我们常常为了这些东西，我们忙忙碌碌，劳劳苦苦。
Oftentimes we labor all our days for these things.
有一天在神的启示的里面，你突然就发现一件事，就是神的爱要比这世上的酒更美。
One day in your laboring, you discover a revelation from God that His love is better than all these wines.
这里面你就产生了一个渴慕。
And inwardly, you have a longing.
这个渴慕就让你有一个交通。
And this longing issues into a fellowship.
你就从此能够在活在那个交通的里面。
From then on, you can live in the fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，人和人交通很受限制。
Brothers and sisters, it is very limited to fellowship with men.
我常常有这样的一个感觉。
I oftentimes remind myself of this.
我盼望能够与每一位弟兄姊妹都有交通。
I would like to fellowship with every brother and sister.
但是我所能够交通的是那样的有限。
But all I can do is very limited.
如果主容许我有这样的时间，我盼望能够跟每一位弟兄姊妹都有交通。
The Lord allowed the time for me. I wish I can fellowship with every brother and sister.
但是我知道这是不可能的。
But I know that's not possible.
但是人与他的这个神交通是不受限制。
But man's fellowship with God is unlimited.
我们什么时候都能够与神交通。
We can fellowship with God at any time.
弟兄姊妹，当我们唱诗的时候。
And so as we sing hymns.
每一次我们唱诗的时候，都是我们与主交通的时候。
Every time we sing hymn, it's a time of fellowship with God.
我们唱诗的时候，不是在欣赏那个旋律。
When we're singing hymns, we're not there to appreciate the melody.
我们乃是借着诗中的话，那里与主交通。
But through the words in the hymns to fellowship with God.
我们读主的话的时候
As we read the Lord's word,
不是在我们的思想的里面
We don't read it in our mind,
那是在与神交通的里面
We read it in the fellowship with the Lord.
当你读到那个话你说愿你用口与我亲嘴
And when we come to the verse that says, May you kiss me with the kisses of your mouth.
你就与主交通，主啊，这是什么意思？
And you ask the Lord, what does that mean?
什么叫做用口与我亲嘴？
What does it mean to kiss me with the kisses of your mouth?
这个叫做交通，要胜过这世上的最好的酒。
May the Lord show me the Lord's love is better than all the wine this world can afford.
这叫做与主交通。
This is fellowship with the Lord.
这与主交通不受任何的限制。
This kind of fellowship is unlimited.
你在开车的时候能够与主交通。
When you drive your car, you can fellowship with the Lord.
你在工作的时候可以与主交通。
In your workplace, you can fellowship with the Lord.
不管是任何的事情。
Regardless of what circumstance.
都可以带到主的面前。
You can bring it all to the Lord.
因为他是我们最好的朋友。
Because he's our best friend.
这个朋友什么都懂。
This friend knows all.
我记得在1994年底、1995年底的时候。
I remember at the end of 1995.
那个时候我面临一个很特别的一个情况，在工作上。
I faced a unique situation at workplace.
在工作的里面发生了很大的改变。
It was a great change at work.
因此我就到了一个新的一个地方。
And I went to a new environment.
是同一个公司，是一个新的一个地方。
It was within the same company, but a new environment.
在这个地方的人我都不认识。
I didn't know anybody in that environment.
我唯一的认识的就是那个地方的那个经理，我认识。
Only person I knew was the manager of that department.
也是那个经理把我调过去。
And it was that manager who transferred me there.
因为他认识我，所以我去的时候我心里很高兴。
Because he knew me, so when I went, I was happy.
我不认识人什么关系，我认识经理就好。
What do I care if I knew nobody? I knew the manager. What else can I ask?
所以我很高兴，这个经理对我很好。
So I was happy because the manager treated me well.
没有过三个月，他经理被调走，他是英国人调走了。
Within 3 months, he was transferred out of the place. He was an Englishman.
这下我就惨了。
And I was in bad shape.
换了一个新的一个经理。
A new manager came.
他不知道我在做什么。
He didn't know what I was doing.
原来那个 manager 很信任我，所以呢，他只要一句话就够了。
My former boss knew me well. All he had to say was just one thing.
他知道我要做什么，他也知道我能做什么。
He knew what I was to do, and he trusted what I can do.
但是这个新来的人不认识。
But the new man didn't know me.
不知道我要做什么。
Didn't know what I was doing.
也不知道我能做什么。
He didn't know what I could do.
所以在前面呢，前途茫茫啊。
So my future was in jeopardy.
有一天呢，他就来说，他说这个96年的我们的预算呢、你的预算呢只够 70%。
And one day he came to me and said, our budget for 1996 for you, only came up to about 70%.
换句话说，做到十月就没钱了。
In other words, the money will run out in October.
所以呢，我的这部分的预算呢，就移到另外一个地方，两边合并在一起。
So my project was consolidated with another project.
那至于合并在一起要做什么呢？你们要坐下来讨论。
As far as what you do after the consolidation, you have to sit down and talk with the other people.
就是有一天呢，我们就要开会，这两个预算里面的人呢要在一起。
So one day we met together from both parties.
两个预算加起来刚好是两个人，两个人一年所需要的钱。
The budget for both parties came up to a total that can support two people.
然后我们就与我们的这个使用者一起来开会。
And we met with our users.
那个时候我不知道前面要怎么样。
At that time, I didn't know what would happen.
不过我心里也没有什么着急。
But I wasn't anxious.
因为我以前有这样的经历，我知道主会带领。
Because I had came across this type of situation before, I knew the Lord would bring me through.
因此我在主的面前，我还是照我所知道的去准备。
So before the Lord, I prepared myself according to what I knew.
那天开会开下来以后，结果是很意外。
But after the meeting, it was to our surprise.
两个人的钱都做我要做的。
The money for both people would happen to be my own project.
另外，他们的所要做的东西都没有做。
All the other projects were not selected.
本来我是一个人的钱都不够呢，现在我变成有两个人的钱。
Formerly, I didn't have enough money for one person. Now I have money enough for two people.
不过我也没有特别的高兴。
But I wasn't overly excited either.
我知道这些事都在主的手里。
Because I knew all of these are in the hands of the Lord.
到96年开始
In the beginning of 96,
我发现事情不对了
I discovered things began to go wrong.
我有两个人要做的事呢，但是呢，其实还是我一个人。
I bore the burden for two people on my personal shoulders.
另外的人不合作
Because the other person would not cooperate.
他应该要给我一个人，他不给。
He was supposed to hand it over, he wouldn't.
应该要帮我做的事情都不做。
He was supposed to help me, he wouldn't do it.
所以我现在有两个人要做的事呢，但是我就一个人。
So now I have to do the work of two.
但那段时间呢，我也觉得很奇怪啊，我也没有很紧张。
And I was amazed that I wasn't anxious at all.
我知道这前面的路很难走。
I knew the road ahead was pretty tough.
两个人要做的事，一个人怎么做
？How can one person do the work of two?
然后我就常常在主人面前与主有交通啊。
So I often have fellowship with the Lord.
那主要怎么办
？I said, What do I do, Lord?
这个怎么做呢
？How do I do that?
而且时间过得很快，你知道，时间是过得很快，一个礼拜就过去了。
You know, time flies away, week after week.
哎呀，非常的奇妙。
But it's very amazing.
实在是非常的奇妙。
Very interesting.
哎，主就给我一些想法。
And the Lord put some thoughts in my mind.
那就把一些想法摆在我的。
Put some thoughts in me.
一个想法，一个想法。
One after another, after another.
就在三月份的时候。
So in the middle of March,
我就注视一些东西。
I presented some results.
我自己都不知道怎么回事。
I didn't even know what happened.
奇妙很，就三月份我注视一些东西来。
Very amazing. I produced some results in March.
然后那个时候，我那个新的那个经理，从那一次开始，对我完全改变。
From that moment on, my new manager changed his attitude toward me.
就从那三月开始，以后我说什么他就。
And from March on, whatever I said went.
弟兄姊妹，主很奇妙。
And sisters, the Lord is truly amazing.
你不要以为你工作上的问题只有你懂。
Don't think that you are the only one that knows what happens at work.
你工作上的东西主也懂。
The Lord even knows your problem.
主还比你还更懂。
He knows a lot better than you.
主会告诉你该怎么做。
He will tell you what to do.
这我自己想都没有想。
These are the things that didn't even came across my mind.
就这样，在这样的环境里面，就经历主的引导。
So in this circumstances, I experienced the Lord's leading.
整个环境马上改过来。
And it changed the whole outlook of the circumstance.
那个新的这个经理他就认识我。
And the new manager began to know me.
他也知道我能做什么。
And began to know what I could do.
其实不是我能做，是主做的。
It's not that I was capable, but the Lord could do it.
这叫做与主。
This is what fellowship means.
我们随时都能够与主交通。
Any moment we can fellowship with the Lord.
与主交通是没有限制的。
Fellowship with the Lord is unlimited.
我们常常有一个难处，就是当我们碰到困难的时候，我们才来找主。
We often have this weakness that only when we encounter difficulties we come to the Lord.
当我们找主的时候，我们是到外面去找。
But when we look for him, we look for him in our circumstances.
但是主不在外面。
But the Lord was not there.
主不在外面。
The Lord is not in our.
主在我们的心里。
He's in our heart.
圣经上说，神的国就在你的口里，就在你的心里。
Scripture says the kingdom is in your heart and in your mouth.
所以找主要去哪里找呢
？So where do you look for the Lord?
找主要在我们心里。
To look for him, you must go to your heart.
当你外面有难处的时候，要到里面去。
When you have our difficulties, you go to your heart.
在里面去与主交通。
To fellowship with him inwardly.
我想这就是那一天在腓立比监狱里面发生的事。
I believe this is the thing that happened in the jailhouse in Philippi.
保罗和希拉在监狱的里面。
Paul and Silas was in the security prison.
他们在监牢的里面，他们要找谁
？And who would they find in the prison?
他们让外面找，什么都找不到。
Outwardly speaking, they couldn't find anything.
但是他们在他们的里面找到了基督。
But inwardly, they found the Christ.
在这里面，他们与主有交通。
And inwardly, they began fellowship with.
就在监狱的里面，他们找到一个大的喜乐。
So even in the midst of the jail, they found a great joy.
这个叫做与主交通。
This is fellowship with the Lord.
这个叫做朋友。
This is friend.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样一个朋友？
Sisters, do you have such a friend?
耶稣基督是不是你的朋友？
Jesus Christ, is he your friend?
你和我们的主有没有这样的交通？
Do you have fellowship with our Lord?
如果你有的话，
If you do,
你就会同意诗人所说的话。
You would agree with the psalmist.
他说除你以外， 在天我还有谁。
Who have I in heaven but thee?
除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱。
There's none upon the earth that I desire besides thee.
这是一个找到朋友的人所说的话。
This is the word of a man who has found a friend.
你找到了这个朋友。
Have you found this friend?
如果你找到的话。
If you did.
你就会说同样的话。
You would agree.
在天我没有可爱。
I would have no one in the heavens.
在地我也没有可爱。
And I would have no desire on earth.
因为我已经找到了我的良人。
Because I have found my beloved.
这是朋友的第二个意思。
This is the second definition of a friend.
朋友就是交通。
Friend means fellowship.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
约翰福音十五章。
Gospel according to John chapter 15.
十三节。
Verse 13.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friend.
什么叫做朋友？
What is a friend?
朋友乃是为你舍命。
A friend lays down his life for you.
我们在主里面所得到的朋友是一个舍命的朋友。
The friend that we gain in Jesus is a friend that lays down his life for us.
神圣的圣洁的一个神怎么能够跟人做朋友呢？
How can a holy God be friends to man?
人是有罪的。
Men are sinful.
神是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
圣洁的神怎么能够跟有罪的人做朋友呢？
How can a holy God be friends to sinful flesh?
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
就是那神要降卑他的自己。
That is God would condescend himself.
他要成为人的样式。
Take the form of a man.
那天亚伯拉罕看见神。
That day when Abraham saw God.
神乃是取了人的样式来与亚伯拉罕交通。
God's fellowship with Abraham taking the form of a man.
神乃是降卑他的自己来跟亚伯拉罕交通。
God that day condescended himself to fellowship with Abraham.
如果神不降卑他的自己他就不能跟亚伯拉罕交通。
Unless God condescends himself, he cannot fellowship with Abraham.
弟兄姊妹我们都很喜欢逗 baby 啊。
For instance, we all like to cuddle babies.
你碰到一个小 baby 很可爱。
When you come to a little baby, he's very cuddly.
你想跟他有一点交通。
And you like to fellowship with him.
那你怎么办呢？
What do you do?
你就要 baby talk, 对不对？
So you would baby talk with him.
这是什么意思？那就说你就变成一个 baby 的样子。
What does that mean? That means you take the form of a baby.
你取了 baby 的那个样式，你能才能够 baby 交通。
If you take the form of a baby, then can you have baby talk?
我看过很多很多弟兄 baby talk.
I've seen many brothers baby talk among us.
甚至包括 Oliver 弟兄。
Guilty.
你平常看 Oliver 弟兄，你不觉得他会做 baby talk?
When you look at brother Oliver, you would not imagine he would baby talk.
但是我看过 Oliver 弟兄做 baby talk.
Because he wanted to have fellowship with babies.
所以他就取了一个 baby 的样子。
And he took the form of a baby.
在 baby 的那个程度上跟那个 baby 有交通。
And he took the level of a baby to a fellowship with him.
这个叫做舍己。
And this is called laying down yourself.
人为朋友舍命。
A man will lay down his life for a friend.
人的爱没有比这更大。
There's no greater love than this.
我们的主为了要成为我们的朋友，
Our Lord, in order to become our friend,
他就去了人的样式，
took the form of a man,
来到这个世上，
came to this world,
成为最孤单的，
became the loneliest person on earth.
没有一个人像我们的主这么孤单。
There's no one on the face of the earth as lonely as the Lord Jesus.
当他在克西马尼园的时候
When he was in the garden of Gethsemane,
他的朋友都睡觉
All his friends fell asleep.
当他到大祭司的院当中的时候
When he went to the court of the high priest,
所有的朋友都四散
All his friends scattered.
唯一的一个朋友还否认他
His only friend denied him.
当他到十字架上的时候
When he went to the cross,
他的朋友不在
His friends were not around him.
甚至没有人能够明白他为什么要上。
Even no one could understand why he would go to the cross.
怎么叫做孤单？
What is loneliness?
孤单就是没有人了解。
Loneliness means no one understands you.
没有人了解你，那叫做孤单。
When no one knows you, that is loneliness.
当主耶稣在十字架上被钉的时候，全世界没有一个人知道他为什么要钉十字架。
When the Lord was being nailed to the cross, the whole world did not know why he was to go to the cross.
这叫做孤单。
This is loneliness.
甚至到了一个地步，父要弃绝他。
Even to the extent the Lord, the Father would forsake him.
所以他说，父啊。父啊，为什么离弃我？
And that's why he cried out, Father, Father, why forsake thou me?
在人类历史的里面，没有一个人经历过这样的孤单。
Out of the history of humanity, no person experienced such loneliness.
神经历了如此的孤单，为着要做我们的朋友。
God experienced such loneliness in order to become our friends.
有一首诗歌我从前唱过。
I used to sing a hymn.
那诗歌一直在我的心里面。
And it always was in my heart.
那首诗歌说，他说，你孤单吗？你真孤单吗？耶稣比你更孤单。
And the song says, "Are you lonely? Jesus is lonelier than you."
你困苦吗？你真困倦吗？耶稣比你更困倦。
Are you tired? Jesus is more tired than you.
在主耶稣钉十字架的前一个晚上，他都没有睡觉。
Even the fortnight before he was crucified, he didn't sleep.
他甚至没有力量背他自己的十字架走到加列山。
He didn't even have the strength to bear his cross to go to Golgotha.
你困倦吗？耶稣比你更困倦。
Are you tired? The Lord Jesus was more tired than you.
你贫穷吗？耶稣比你更贫穷。
Are you poor? Jesus was poorer than you.
他的马槽是借来的。
Even his manger was a borrowed place.
他的坟墓也是借来的。
Even his tomb was a borrowed place.
他甚至没有枕头的地方。
He didn't even have a place to lay down his head.
你贫穷吗？耶稣比你更贫穷。
Are you poor? Jesus is poorer than you.
你担重担吗？耶稣比你的重担更重。
Are you heavy laden? Jesus bears a heavier laden than you.
他担负世人的罪孽。
He bore the sin of the world.
为要把我们带到父神面前。
In order to bring us to the Father.
我为什么会记得这首诗歌呢？
Why do I remember this hymn?
我记得在我读大学的时候。
Remember when I was in college?
有一次我们有见证感恩见证会。
One time we had a testimony meeting.
弟兄姊妹上台做见证。
Brothers and sisters went to the podium to testify.
有一个弟兄啊，他就上台了。
One brother went to the podium.
他讲讲啊，他就哭了。
As he began to speak, he began to weep.
这个弟兄啊，是一个孤儿。
This brother was an orphan.
他从小呢跟没有父亲母亲。
He was orphaned in his youth.
他不但没有父亲母亲，他有一个弟弟一个妹妹。
Not only so, he had a younger brother and a younger sister.
那他们就在孤儿院长大。
And they grew up in the orphanage.
所以那天他在那里讲的时候呢。
So that day as he spoke.
他就想到他的孤单。
He remembered his loneliness.
他在那里讲那里讲啊，我们都很难过。
And as he spoke, we were filled with sorrow.
我们好像感觉他的孤单。
As though we entered into his sorrow.
我们很沉重。
We were very heavily burdened.
整个聚会啊都非常的沉重。
The whole atmosphere of the meeting was solemn.
我们不知道该怎么。
We didn't know what to do.
有一个弟兄啊就走上来。
So a brother walked up.
他就唱这首诗歌。
And began to sing this very hymn.
他说你孤单吗？耶稣比你更孤单。
Are you lonesome? Jesus is more lonesome than you.
那首诗歌给我们很大的。
And that hymn granted us much comfort.
有一个人比我们还孤单。
There was a man who was lonelier than us.
有一个人比我们还困倦。
There's a man who was more tired than us.
有一个人比我们还贫穷。
There was a man who was poorer than us.
有一个人比我们的担子还重。
There's a man who bore heavier laden than us.
但是他今天就是为了要做你我的朋友。
But today he wants to be yours and our friend.
这样的一个朋友你要回答。
Do you want such a friend?
这样的一个朋友，你愿意与他有交通吗？
Would you like to fellowship with such a friend?
在我们诗歌里面有一首诗歌，我是非常喜欢。
In our hymn book, there's one that I like.
我本来想选那首诗歌。
I wanted to select that one.
但是呢，我发现那首诗歌没有英文。
But I discovered this did not have an English translation.
所以我没有选它。
That's why I didn't select it.
那是我们诗歌本的230首。
It's number 230 in our hymn book.
这首诗歌 的作者呢是这两个中国弟兄。
The two Chinese brothers authored this hymn.
他们写这首诗歌的时代是1936年。
They wrote this hymn in 1936.
你知道在30年代是主在中国做事的一段时间。
In the 30s was the Lord's work in China.
在30年代主兴起了好多好多的年轻人来爱主。
In the 30s, the Lord raised up a good crop of young people to love him.
就是这一班人让神在中国里面就产生了一个见证。
It is through this crop of young people the Lord produced his testimony in China.
而这些人他们就写了这首诗歌。
And two out of these people wrote this hymn.
这首诗歌实在是很感动哦。
This hymn touched me a great deal.
这首诗歌不是老人写的。
This song was not written by old folks.
这首诗歌是年轻人写的。
It was written by a young man.
是比你我都年轻的年轻的孩子写的。
Even they were younger than you and I.
那些人是二十岁的、三十岁的年轻人所写的。
They were merely in their 20s and 30s.
他们写什么呢？
What did they write?
第三节。
Verse 3.
金银虽有千万，声誉可骗尘寰，一旦若失了你，我心何安。
Though we could possess gold and silver or good reputation, but if one day I lose your presence, my heart would not have peace.
什么人可以写出这样的诗歌？
What kind of people can write hymns like this?
那是他们与耶稣基督成了朋友。
It is the people who become friends of Jesus Christ.
一旦与耶稣基督成了朋友，就不能再失去他。
Once they become friends with Jesus Christ, they will no longer lose him.
他说：“除你，别无所求。
Aside from you, I have no request.
唯你能解我忧。
Only you can understand my sorrows.
世人都难久靠，你爱无休。
People are not dependable, but your love endures forever.
我特别喜欢这句话。
I like this phrase.
世人都难久靠。
People of the world are not trustworthy.
你爱无休。
Only your love endures forever.
什么能够让我们走在这条窄路上？
What enables us to walk this narrow way?
岂不是我们这位朋友？
Is it not our friends enabling?
在诗歌333首。
Hymns 333.
他是一切最亲，我所一切最爱。
He's most dear to me, the loveliest of all.
人生平常所寻，人生终究所爱。
One whom my soul doth seek, on whom I ever call.
弟兄姊妹，你人生所寻的是什么？
Francis, what do you seek in your life?
你人生终究所赖是什么？
Francis, what do you depend on in your life?
你人生终究所赖是世上的美酒呢，还是这位朋友？
Are you relying upon the worldly wine or upon this friend?
我们人生平常所寻，人生终究所赖，都在这个朋友的身上。
What we seek and what we rely on in our lifetime is all centered upon this person.
缺乏之时预备，无以知识扶持，所有美食最美，无论何时细食。
He is my aid in need, my help in helpless hour, most precious at all times, most faithful at all hours.
这是讲到我们这位朋友。
This describes our friend.
无穷喜乐原因，年日展开不改，他是一切最亲，我所一切最爱。
He is my endless joy, changeless as years go by. He is most dear to me, no greater love have I.
当人认识了这位朋友，
When we come to know this friend,
这就是我们心里面深处的一个感觉。
This is a feeling in the depths of our being.
好像在人生寻找的过程里面，我们找到了一样东西。
As though in our lifelong quest, we have found something.
我们找到了以后，我们就其他的东西都不需要了。
Once we find this one, we don't need anything else anymore.
我们说有了主就够了。
We say it's enough having you.
我们有这位朋友，我们心里就满足了。
Once we gain this friend, our heart is satisfied.
宝宝，我们最后一起来唱333首。
Let's sing this hymn 333.